You're listening to Newtnia. Warming speed, not size, may decide an ocean current's fate. A new climate model study finds that the Atlantic Ocean's main overturning circulation collapsed at just 2 degrees Celsius of warming when CO2 rose quickly, but stayed stable past 5 degrees Celsius under slow warming. The result suggests there is no single temperature threshold for collapse, only a critical rate of change. For years, climate scientists have debated a single number. How many degrees of warming would it take to shut down the ocean current that keeps Western Europe mild? A new study from Utrecht University, published August 13 in Nature Climate Change, argues that question was framed wrong from the start. In climate model simulations, the same current collapsed at just 2 degrees Celsius of warming when carbon dioxide rose quickly. It stayed strong past 5 degrees Celsius when carbon dioxide rose slowly instead. The temperature was not what mattered. The speed was. The 30-second summary. What happened? Researchers ran a climate model twice with the same eventual CO2 levels but different speeds, a slow rise of 0.5 parts per million a year and a fast one of 2.5 ppm a year matching today's pace. The Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, or AMOC, collapsed only under fast warming. Why does it matter? The AMOC carries heat northward and helps keep Western Europe's climate mild. Policy debates have focused on a peak temperature limit, but this result says the pace of emissions cuts may matter just as much as the eventual target. What is the catch? This comes from one climate model simulations, run at rates slower than the world's current emissions trajectory, not a real-time measurement of the ocean today. Key number. The model puts the critical warming rate at around 0.3 degrees Celsius per decade, a pace the researchers say the world is already approaching. What happened? Lead author Renee Van Westen and colleagues at Utrecht's Institute for Marine and Atmospheric Research ran a detailed climate model twice. Both runs reached the same eventual CO2 level, only the speed of getting there changed. Under the slow warming run, the current's strength held steady even as global temperature climbed past 5 degrees Celsius. Under the fast warming run, closer to today's actual emissions pace, the current collapsed at roughly 2 degrees Celsius. The widely cited estimate of a 4 degrees Celsius collapse threshold comes mostly from studies that used fast forcing scenarios. The team argues that number was never a fixed property of the ocean. It was an artifact of how quickly those simulations pushed the climate to change. Why it matters. The current moves warm surface water north and colder, saltier water back south at depth. That redistributes heat across the planet and keeps winters in northwestern Europe milder than they would otherwise be. Much current climate policy is built around hitting a peak temperature number. That includes overshoot pathways, plans that allow a temporary spike past a target in hopes of cooling back down later. This study complicates that framing. If the ocean's stability depends on speed rather than distance, a slow approach to the same eventual warming level could avoid a collapse that a fast approach would trigger, even if both end up in the same place. That logic could extend to other slow-adjusting climate systems. It also lines up with separate projections that rising AI-driven fossil fuel output could add billions of tons of CO2 a year, a trend that would push emissions rates up rather than down. Why the rate matters more than the peak. Co-author Hank Dijkstra explains the mechanism as a question of adjustment time. Under slow warming, the entire ocean column, from the surface to the deepest layers, has decades to adjust. It can gradually reorganize its temperature and salinity as the climate changes. Under fast warming, the deep ocean can't keep pace with surface changes. That mismatch destabilizes the circulation before it can adapt. Co-author Rake Borner notes the team deliberately chose a slow warming scenario far below today's actual pace. That choice isolated the effect of speed from the effect of eventual temperature. Before we overstate the result, the finding comes from simulations in one climate model, the Community Earth System model, not direct observation of the present-day AMOC. The slow warming scenario the researchers used to demonstrate stability, 0.5 ppm of CO2 per year, is markedly slower than the world's current emissions trajectory. Other climate models could show different critical rates or thresholds, since AMOC sensitivity is known to vary between models. The study models a hypothetical trajectory rather than predicting when, or whether, a real-world collapse will occur. What happens next? The Utrecht Group says its next step is testing whether this rate-dependent effect holds up in other climate models. They also want to try more realistic, variable emissions paths, rather than the two constant rate scenarios used here. Van Westen frames the practical message as one about deceleration. Reaching a given temperature target more slowly, even without lowering the target itself, may lower near-term collapse risk. Overshoot pathways explicitly plan for a temporary peak followed by cooling. Weather policymakers built around that approach will treat the pace of emissions as its own variable remains an open question. Takeaway: the widely repeated 4 degrees Celsius collapse threshold was never a fixed property of the Atlantic's circulation. It was a number produced mostly by fast-forcing model runs. The new study shows that changing only the speed of warming moves that threshold by several degrees in either direction. That holds even when the eventual temperature stays roughly the same. That's a distinction between what a model assumes about pace and what it concludes about temperature. It's the specific gap this study closes. Read the full article at newtnia.com.